the Holocaust in Ukraine. We have three stories in this podcast series on the Second World War. When the Germans and their allies invaded the Soviet Union with over 3 million soldiers, every Jew who didn't have the chance to flee eastward in evacuation or join the Soviet army was slated for death. Sometimes in extermination camps, sometimes they were worked to death, other times they were killed in ghettos, and most often they were told to congregate in their towns and villages, were marched out to a forest on the edge of town or a ravine, and shot. By Germans, of course, near Odessa mostly by Romanians, and often with the help of Ukrainian auxiliaries. You might not know some of these places by name. Dobrytsky Yar outside of Kharkiv, the Sosenki Forest in Rivne. But you have probably heard of Babi Yar, as it is known in Russian, and Babin Yar in Ukrainian. That is where I am now, a vast park, cities block long and wide, mostly green. This is where, on the 29th and 30th of September 1941, more than 33,000 Jewish residents of Kyiv were brought, their possessions taken from them, and then in groups, lined up and shot on the edge of this vast ravine. In the coming months and years, during the German occupation, tens of thousands of more would be brought here from Roma families to prisoners of war. One of the most moving memoirs I've read in recent times was written by Katya Petrovskaya. The book is called Maybe Esther, and here's an excerpt from it.
May the Lord God let you know as many things as I don't know, Babushka always used to say. She repeated this adage with offended pride. Her grandson, Marek, my father, was unusually well-read. By the time he turned 9, he'd already devoured hundreds of books and would ask adults questions that he thought quite simple and basic. Babushka generally had no answer, nor had she heard of the saying of Socrates, "I know that I know nothing." Maybe her saying served as a consolation to herself or as a rebuke to her clever grandson. Babushka stuck with these words, which sounded like an ancient aphorism. May the Lord God let you know as many things as I don't know. Apart from this adage, only two things remain from my great-grandmother, my father's Babushka. A photograph and a story. In August 1941, when the family fled from Kyiv to escape the German army, and my grandfather Semyon had to go off to war, Babushka stayed home alone on Engel Street, which led steeply down to Kreschatyk, the magnificent main boulevard of Kyiv. Babushka was not taken along. She could barely move, and during this entire summer of the war, she'd not been able to get downstairs and onto the street. Bringing her was out of the question. She would not have withstood the journey. The evacuation seemed like a trip to the dacha, and Babushka was left behind with the understanding that they would all see each other again when the summer was over. July was a time for a change, and all these people on the street were carrying suitcases and assorted bundles as they always did in the summer. It was just the haste and the overly large number of them that gave away the fact that in spite of the season and the standard belongings people were carrying, these goings-on had absolutely nothing to do with a trip to the dacha.
I think her name was Esther, my father said. Yes, maybe Esther. I had two grandmothers, and one of them was named Esther. Exactly.
What do you mean, maybe? I asked indignantly. You don't know what your grandmother's name was.
I never called her by name, my father replied. I said Babushka, and my parents said Mother.
Maybe Esther remained in Kiev. She had trouble getting around in the apartment, which was suddenly empty, and the neighbours brought her food. "We thought," my father added, "that we'd be back soon. But it took us 7 years to return." At first, nothing of any consequence changed in the city. The Germans had come, and that was all. When the summons, "All Jews in the city of Kiev are to report to the corner of," reached even Babushka, she started getting ready without hesitation.